Listen. Listen, Billy Pilgrim says he went to Dresden, Germany on the day after his morphine night in the British compound. Billy woke at dawn on that day in January. Little Paul Lazaro, with a broken arm, snored in one bed. Edgar Darby, the high school teacher who would eventually be shot, snored in another. The Englishmen were busy building themselves a new latrine outside.
How are you, Mr. Lazaro? Sorry about our little fracas.
You made a big mistake. Anybody touches me, he better kill me, or I'm going to have him killed.
There is still time for me to kill you. If you really persuade me that it's the sensible thing to do.
Why don't you go fuck yourself, Englishman?
Don't think I haven't tried.
I'll get my revenge. People fuck with me! Jesus Christ! Are they ever sorry? I laugh like hell. I don't care if it's a guy or a dame. The President of the United States messed around with me. I'd fix him good. A dog bit me once. You should see what I did to him.
A dog?
Yeah. I got some steak and I got me the spring out of a clock. Cut it into sharp pieces. I threw it to the dog. 10 minutes later, he was trying to eat out his own insides. I laughed. I said to him, "You got the idea now, doggy. Tear your own guts out, boy. Anybody ever asks you what the sweetest thing in life is? It's revenge. Mind you, nobody ever got it from Lazaro, who didn't have it coming."
"You're gonna give the English guy some clock springs and steak? He's a big guy, Lazaro."
"Size don't mean a thing, Darby."
"You're gonna shoot him, then?"
"I'm gonna have him shot. He'll get home after the war. He'll be a big hero. The dames will be climbing all over him. A couple of years go by, and there'll be a knock on his door, and there'll be a stranger there. Paul Lazaro sent me, the stranger will say, and he'll pull out his gun and shoot his pecker off. And then he'll shoot him in the guts and walk away. I can have anybody in the world killed for $1,000. Plus traveling expenses. See? I have a list. Up here. So just don't cross me or my friends, or you'll be on that list."
"You have friends?"
"I had a friend. His name was Roland Weary. He died in my arms in a boxcar. He died on account of this crazy freak Pilgrim here. So enjoy life while you can, pal. 5, 10, 20 years down the line, when the doorbell rings, have somebody else go to the door."
As a time traveler, Billy has seen his own death many times, has described it on a tape kept in a bank safe.
"I, Billy Pilgrim, will die, have died, and always will die on February 13, 1976.
He is in Chicago to talk to a crowd about flying saucers and the true nature of time. The date is February 13, 1976. America has been balkanized into 20 small states, so it will never again be a threat to world peace. There is a big crowd.
"I will be dead within an hour. It's high time I die. Years ago, a certain man promised to have me killed. Tonight, he will keep his promise. If you think death is a terrible thing, you have not understood me properly. So, farewell, hello. Farewell, hello. It's time for you all to go home to your families. And it is time for me to be dead. And then to live again."
At that moment, Billy's high forehead is in the crosshairs of a high-powered rifle laser gun. In the next moment, Billy Pilgrim is dead. So it goes. It is simply violet light and a hum. Then he swings back to 1945 and the morphine hospital again.
Lads, your attention, if I may, please. If you stop taking pride in your appearance, you will very soon die. I've seen it so many times. Brush your teeth, shave, once a day.